What?
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Break the Ice Podcast. I'm your host, Julia, and I'm coming to you with another jam-packed episode. This week, I want to talk about festivals and concert do's and don'ts because I have gone to over 50 plus shows in the last 2 years, maybe, and I've noticed some things, and some of y'all need a wake-up call, like a bucket full of cold water wake-up call. So before we jump into this episode, let me give you guys our social medias. Our Facebook is Break the Ice. Our Twitter is BTI Podcast. Our Instagram is Break the Ice Podcast. And I recently picked up photography. And if you would like to see the pictures of the shows I've been going to lately, it is on our Flickr page. Just look up Break the Ice and it should come up. Our logo should come up. And obviously, if there is something you don't like and if there's something you do love about this podcast, we do have an email for you guys to reach out. It's pretty lonely in there, guys, so I'm waiting for somebody to just email me and tell me how much I suck or tell me how much they love my podcast and that how much they're in love with me. So if you want to reach out, it is breaktheicepodcast2016@gmail.com. Also, do not forget about the Warped Tour contest. Next week, on Friday, I will be announcing winners. And if you want free tickets to Warped Tour, I suggest you start sharing the hell out of these pages and let me know when you did it. That way I can put you into the contest. And when Friday rolls around, I will pick and see who gets free tickets to Warped Tour.
I think it's starting to be a really healthy length for a band. It's been really exciting. We owe it all to you guys, so gracias! We're now gonna dim the lights down low! And we are going to attempt to communicate with the dead. This song is called The Ghost.
Don't we love live music, everyone? And it is that time for festivals and concerts. Obviously, concerts go on year-round, but this is the best time because all the festivals are coming out and they're outside and it's hot and there's beer and there's crowd surfing, there's mosh pits, and it is a blast. But it seems like you motherfuckers need a wake-up call because some of y'all are pretty, I don't know. Some of y'all just need help, and I'm here to help you as a friend. And here are some things that you guys need to know. So number one, you go to a show or a festival, and this is super important, and I'm sure you want to continue the rest of your life going to shows, I suggest you buy yourself a pair of earplugs. I know we're there to enjoy the music, but if you are very up close to monitors, you do not want to lose your hearing. You do not want to get a headache. I know it sucks to not have anything in your ears and just be right in front of a monitor and have your favorite singer or some guitar or some bass going right off on your ear. So do not forget to buy earplugs, guys. And I think you can buy a bag of them for what? I don't know. Maybe like a dollar at the dollar store? I don't know. There's the really cool stuff that you can get at the dollar store, Walmart, wherever you go and buy your stuff. And I know venues also sell earplugs. So get yourself a pair of earplugs, everyone. Number two, festivals are mostly outdoors. And it seems like a lot of you are forgetting that we're made of 90% water. So this is your wake-up call. Drink water. H2O, guys. It is so important, especially when it's a festival. You do not want to fall over and die and have a bunch of people just run over you because they don't care. Drink water. Yes, it's okay to have a beer or two or three or seven, but do not forget water. You do not want to get dehydrated at a festival when it's over 100 degrees outside. Trust me, I've been there. Number three. All right, I am guilty of this one. Having your phone out during the whole show and concert, recording and taking pictures. Guys, limit it to the first three songs, or the last song and the first song, or one song at the beginning, one song in the middle, and one song at the end. Enjoy the moment. We are there to see our favorite bands play our favorite songs. And I get it. We want to save the memory. But how many times are you going to go to your phone and actually look at those? Not that many times. Put your phone down. Enjoy the moment. Number four. Guys and girls wearing a face full of makeup and looking fly as fuck. Trust me, at a festival, before even 3 o'clock rolls around, you're going to look like a clown. Little bit less on the makeup. I get it. I'm a girl. And I know guy friends who do some fly ass makeup. I love it. But when you're outside and it's 100 plus degrees outside, shit's melting off. Keep it down to just concealer and a little bit of mascara and you're gonna be good to go. Plus, y'all beautiful anyways. You don't need that shit in your life. If you are at a festival and it is over 100 degrees outside, let's take a wild guess on what else is outside. Oh, right, the sun. And what else is outside? You're outside. So I'm pretty sure you want to take care of your skin. Put sunscreen on. That's a given. Another tip, keep your glow sticks and drugs at home, kids. We don't need them there. Enjoy the moment. Guys, if you're going to a show or a festival, please do not forget to eat. It is so important because not just water is important when you go to a show or a festival. You need to eat. That is so important. You do not want to be out there with an empty stomach. Please eat something. All right, guys, another tip about festivals and concerts that I think everybody needs to know is it might rain at a festival. So please bring extra clothes. And this also is a reminder, do not underdress or overdress. Be comfortable at a festival. It's not a fashion show. Just feel comfortable. Have a blast. This is not a runway. Just wear something comfortable, bring extra socks, bring a poncho just in case if it rains, and you'll be good to go. Another tip, this is for our moshers and our crowd surfers. Where you at? I love moshing until I broke my nose, and I love crowd surfing. I haven't gotten hurt yet, so I'll keep doing that. But keep conscious, guys. Make sure if you're in the pit, you do not whack someone in the face. This is going on way too much. I get it. You're out there to have a blast, and I'm not against mosh pits. Just make sure you know what you're doing, and nobody's in the way, and nobody gets hurt. This is to have fun. Another tip. This is the unspoken rule, but apparently y'all need a reminder. Never, ever wear the band tee of the band performing. I don't need to explain that. Just don't do it. There's an echo pulling out the meaning, rescuing a nightmare from a dream. And now the last tip. I originally was not going to include this in this episode, but lately it seems like I need to address it. There's nothing we can do when things like the incidents that happened in Manchester at the Ariana Grande show or the Eagles of Death Metal in Paris, that's out of our control. But be aware of your surroundings, guys. Yes, we're there to have a great time, but please know your exits. Please be safe. I don't like what happened. But, you know, sometimes these things happen and unfortunately we can't avoid them. So please be aware of what's going on around you. Yes, we're there to have a good time, but it's important. So I think I touched up on everything that you need to know about do's and don'ts at festivals and concerts. Did I miss something that you wanted to know or you think that I need to know or everybody else needs to know? Email me, Facebook me, Instagram me, Twitter me, send me a pigeon. Is it a pigeon? I don't know. Just get a hold of me and tell me what I'm missing. So I'm going to leave you off with Beartooth live at Columbus, Ohio. Don't be an idiot. Drink water. Don't die on me. Let's go to Warped Tour. Let's have some beers. Let's go moshing.
This one's called Peace Sick out. Of Me.